Saturday, 28th week, Ordinary Time 1. The first letter from St. Paul, letter to the Romans, chapter 4, verses 13 and 16 to 18. Brothers and sisters, it was not through the law that the promise was made to Abraham and his descendants that he would inherit the world, but through the righteousness that comes from faith. For this reason, it depends on faith, so that it may be a gift, and the promise may be guaranteed to all his descendants, not to those who only adhered to the law, but to those who follow the faith of Abraham, who is the father of all of us, as it is written, I have made you father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead, and called into being what does not exist. He believed, hoping against hope, that he would become the father of many nations, according to what was said, thus shall your descendants be. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 12, verses 8 to 12. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever denies me before others will be denied before the angels of God. Everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but the one who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When they take you before synagogues and before rulers and authorities, do not worry about how or what your defense will be, or about what you are to say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you at that moment what you should say. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Let believe in what God promised and be a witness for him. Many people viewed what happened for them to apply to God. For example, they love people who did good for them, so they think God loves only people who keep God's law, go to church, and preach the good news. The truth is that God loves people when they are still sinners, weak and full of shortcomings. People have no merit of God's love and grace. The only thing they can do is to believe in God's love and power. If they do that, they will be justified and inherit all of God's grace. Today's readings want to make clear this truth. In the first reading, St. Paul argued with the Jews and gave a clear reason why the grandfather Abraham was inherited God's promise to become the father of many nations, not of his keeping of the law, but of his absolute faith in God's power and love. In the Gospel, Jesus wanted his disciples to completely believe in him and in his Spirit, especially when they must confront the wrong and witness for the truth. Second analysis. First reading. Because of his faith, Abraham was inherited God's promise. Third point. The law have no power to justify people. First, it is not by the law Abraham was inherited God's promise. The law which God gave to people through Moses happened 430 years after Abraham's death. Therefore, one cannot say by the law Abraham was inherited God's promise, but it was his faith in God. Saint Paul declared that it was not through the law that the promise was made to Abraham and his descendants that he would inherit the world, but through the righteousness that comes from faith. If it is correct for Abraham, it is also correct for all of us. For this reason, it depends on faith, so that it may be a gift, and the promise may be guaranteed to all his descendants, not to those who only adhere to the law, but to those who follow the faith of Abraham, who is the father of all of us. As it is written, I have made you father of many nations. Second, God changed the name for Abraham. When he was still living at earth, his name was Abram, meaning the father was honored. God changed his name to Abraham, which it meant the father of many nations. See Genesis chapter 17, verse 5. Saint Paul repeated this fact as follows. As it is written, I have made you father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead, and calls into being what does not exist. Second point. Church God in all situations. God promised to give Abraham as many descendants as stars in the heaven and as sand on the seashore. But Abraham had only two sons, Isaac and Ishmael. How could Abraham become the father of many nations with his only two sons? In human eyes, this is impossible. But in the eyes of Abraham's faith, he believed God had power to fulfill what he promised. Saint Paul explained, he is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, who give life to the dead and call into being what does not exist. He believed, hoping again hope, that he would become the father of many nations according to what was said. Thus shall your descendants be. Some commentators thought God could led Abraham to foresee Christ's birthday in his near when they did an exegesis on John chapter 8, verse 56, which said, your father Abraham rejoiced that he was to see my day. He saw it and was glad. Because people still believe in Christ, Abraham will become the father of many nations. Second, the gospel. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will acknowledge before the angels of God. Third point. The witness is necessary to arouse faith in people. Two things that help people to believe in Christ are the preaching and the preacher witness. The latter sometimes attracts people more than the earlier because word calls people's attention, but these make people to believe. Gandhi, the leader of the Indian nonviolent movement, said, "If all Christians live what Jesus taught, the whole world might already believe in Christ." To live what Christ taught, Christians need to learn the gospel where the evangelist recorded all Christ's teaching. If one does not want to learn, how can he know what to do? Our purpose of life is to be a witness for God by preaching and good deeds. The purpose of the church existence is also to bring the good news to all people. If we do not fulfill the duty, how can we reach the eternal life which Christ has prepared for us? In today's gospel, Christ declared the results of those who did and did not fulfill their duty. He said, "I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever denies me before others will be denied before the angel of God." Second point. What is the sin against the Holy Spirit? Generally, it is the sin of those who do not believe in Christ and His teaching. The mission of the Holy Spirit is to help us to know the truth. The sin against Him is to refuse to follow His guidance. In the Gospel of Matthew and Mark, both mentioned the sin against the Holy Spirit when some Jews said to Jesus, "It is only by Beelzebul, the prince of demons, that this man casts out demons." See Matthew chapter 12, verses 31 and 32, and Mark chapter 3, verses 28 and 29. Why can it not be forgiven? When one lost his sensitivity of the truth, to the point that one believed the falsity is the truth, or reverse, or like the Jews who believed Jesus is a member of Beelzebul, how can they believe in Christ to have salvation? Similarly, when one lost his sensitivity of sin to the point that nothing is sinful to them, he will not need forgiveness. Therefore, one deny following the Holy Spirit's instruction to know the truth, he had no hope to inherit the salvation. The third point, the Holy Spirit rose in time of witness. Jesus declared the Holy Spirit rose to his disciples when they take you before synagogues and before rulers and authorities. Do not worry about how or what the defense will be, or about what you are to say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you at that moment what you should say. The Holy Spirit will call the advocate in the fourth gospel. And the duty of the advocate is to speak on behalf of the accused. It is the Holy Spirit's wisdom and power which make many prisoners and simple people to become courageous martyrs and gave us many of their wise saying. Application in life. To believe in God's promise is the condition to become righteous and to inherit God's grace, and the reverse is also true. The mission of the Holy Spirit is to lead people to understand Christ's revelation and teaching. We need to pray to Him every time we hear and learn Scripture. Amen.